Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? It is that time. It is the Greg Squirrel Show coming at you right here for a full hour. That's right. We are going to a full hour tonight. So all I can say is I am glad to be back. So how is everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing good. I know I'm doing good. So far, it's been a great week, and the weekend is just around the corner. So, you know, hey, what can I say? It's going to be all good. So, where do we get started? Arkansas Razorbacks. That is the big rumble going on around here. Is the Arkansas Razorbacks? Nobody really knows what to say about them. Phone lines are open 941-205-5448. If you are out there listening to the Greg Squirrel tonight, send me a message on Facebook. Let me know you can hear me. Trying to get everything, back in the flow. So, like I say, if you're out there listening on the Greg Squirrel Show and you can hear me, send me a message. Send me a Facebook message and let's talk sports. I mean, that's what the Greg Squirrel Show is all about. We are talking sports. Got some great MMA events coming up. I am excited to be a part of. Going to be in Memphis, Tennessee next Friday night. Looking forward to that. Another great event with Attitude MMA, and then Saturday night, that's Memphis, Tennessee. Saturday night, going to be traveling to Atoka, Oklahoma. Going to be doing a big event for On Point MMA. Hopefully, later on tonight in the show, going to be having some of those people call in with On Point MMA. So, first time announcing for that big promotion. So excited to be announcing for them. Heard from my boy Eric Stevens, Springfield, Missouri. Got a big event coming up, Oklahoma, Cassville, Missouri, Connors State College in Cassville. Got a big event going on there. Then, of course, November, we go back to Springfield for a big event there. And then December, going to be doing an event for a new promotion, Sore as Hell Promotions. How is that name for an MMA group? Sore as Hell Promotion. Do got some NFL football going on. You got the Houston Texans at 10 and the Cincinnati Bengals 9. And I think we also have some NCAA football going on there. Boise State Broncos are, I believe, they're in action tonight, taking on the Nevada Wolfpack, I believe they is. And I'm trying to find that score, but so far I am not seeing it. So I will work on getting that score. So, just like I say, just a lot of great stuff. A lot of big MMA events. Hoping my boy Clint Davis will jump out there. I don't have Clint's new phone number, or we would just give him a little ringy-dingy ourselves. But like I say, since we don't have Clint's number, we can't do that. So hopefully my boy Brandon Lasley had a great conversation going on Sunday night on the 30-minute show. Hoping Brandon will get back in here and talk to us on the Greg Skrill show. Sean Gilmartin, that my boy with Spire Sanctioning Alliance, he is out there bouncing around and just having fun, boys and girls. Once again, the call-in number, if you want to call in tonight, 914-205-5448. Once again, 914-205-5448 right here on the Greg Skrill Show. I'm gonna throw this up here on Facebook real fast. Let's see here. Phone lines are open on the Greg Skrill Show. All right. Hopefully we'll get some people out there, get some people to call in. Like I say, I'm trying to get some of these big fights. I'm not one of these radio talk show people. You know, I'm not going to call people all the time. You know, the option is truly theirs. If they want to call in and talk, that's cool. But, you know, I'm not going to try calling people up all the time because I don't want to be an inconvenience or anything like that. So we're going to MMA news. John Bones Jones. You would think this guy would learn by now, but John Bones Jones. His blood test came back and guilty, and so he says, I would never do steroids. But then again, if you never do steroids, then how? I mean, I don't want to hear this conspiracy theory crap. I just don't buy it, you know. If you're not doing steroids, then why are steroids popping up in your A sample, your B sample, all that stuff? You know, I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. So, anyway, the guy has immense talent. I have literally seen this guy with a broke toe. And then yet, he gets involved, gets popped for doing banned drugs, and then he gets his suspension lifted. He comes back, and then he gets popped again. When are you people going to learn? I mean, I just don't understand it. I hope there's somebody out there who's smarter than I am and can understand what these guys are doing. I don't understand it. So, it's crazy. Let's see here. Still trying to track down that Boise State football score. Boise State, once again, taking on New Mexico. Arkansas plays New Mexico here in a couple of weeks. I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a call in. 405 area code. You are on the Greg Skrill Show. Who we got here?
Hi, this is Time Dimkeen.
Hey, Time. What's going on, girl?
Oh, not a lot. I was just calling your talk show to see what you were up to tonight.
Oh, hey, man, you know, living the dream. That's all I can say about it. You know, I just got through mentioning the On Point MMA show in Atoka, Oklahoma next Saturday night. Since you were one of the brainchilds behind this, I'm going to step back. I'm going to open up the mic and let you talk about this big event.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about this event. We have 11 fights right now, and it's all from that local Texoma area. We've got people from Tulsa, Muskogee, people from Texas, some people from Hot Springs, Arkansas, Fort Smith. We've got people from all the Midwest, and there's tons of talent on the card. And most importantly, I'm excited to have you announce one of my fights again. You're my favorite announcer.
Well, I appreciate that. I have been so excited about that. These are the kind of weekends I live for, because Friday night I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, announcing for Attitude MMA in Memphis. And then I'm going to wake up bright and early Saturday morning and make that drive over to Atoka so I can be there back in your presence Saturday night. It's been a pleasure talking to the people with On Point, kind of getting things in motion for this. And now that things are in motion, this thing's going down, and it's going to be at the high school there, correct?
Right. It's at the Kelly Fieldhouse in Atoka. And what's exciting is the community is so engaged. They're so welcoming. They want to see an MMA event. This is all ages. We're not going to have alcohol or beer because it's a family event. We want the people to get involved. We want the community to get behind this. We've got at least 20 sponsors from the local area, which just shows that they're ready for this.
Yeah, I saw one of the posters that they posted on Facebook, and to be a first time show, I was excited seeing the number of sponsors, because you normally don't see that kind of outpouring and stuff for a first time show.
It takes a while to get the momentum going. And you know, the promoter, Travis Lehman, he's really put a lot of thought into it. I mean, this wasn't thrown together. He's got sponsors and he's got people behind him, a big team of people that are just ready for this event to happen.
Well, I know I'm ready for this big event to happen, because most of these guys, and that's the reason I'm excited about it, because most of these guys I've seen before, but there's a lot of guys on this fight that it's going to be my first time to see some of these guys fighting. And I always look forward to that, because you see names that you've heard about, but you've never really had a chance to see them fight in person. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to, is being able to see these guys. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. This main event is going to be great. I've got Kevin Rayford, who's, he's a striker, but he's also a ground guy. And then I've got Matt Dixon, who is 8-1 as an amateur boxer. And both these guys are so talented. I expect to see them on a big stage sometime really soon.
Right. And exactly. I mean, exactly what you say, because that's what it's all about. I mean, if you talk to an MMA fighter and they sit there and say they don't have dreams of making it to the big show, and we know who that is. I mean, why are they even into sport then? I mean, let's be real about it, you know?
You've got to have something to strive for. You've got to have something that lights your fire, and if not, then you're in the wrong sport.
Right. And I've always said, your dad's got to be one of the coolest people I know. Every time I'm around your dad, I just get little goosebumps, because I just truly enjoy being around your dad and Mary. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting back over to Oklahoma City, Midwest, and El Reno, that area, to do one of your events. But, I'm also looking forward to this event, because, like I say, it's a new promotion, and I want to really help this promotion get off the ground.
Well, we're having another tribal Muay Thai at the same place in El Reno at the Booker T. Washington Gym on March 3rd of 2018. Cool. So that'll be our next amateur Muay Thai.
All right. And like I say, if you know, that's one of the things I enjoy being able to go do the Muay Thai shows and Taekwondo and all the different forms of fighting, because then when I do go back and do a full MMA show, it's easier for me to spot stuff, you know?
Right.
So, but like, you know, I've been around a lot of Muay Thai events. I know Ty Pilgrim and Billy Clark over in Muskogee, Oklahoma area. They've put on some great events in the past, and you know, I'm looking forward to working with them again in the future. I know they just they were part of a big boxing event with Wes Nofire, the Cherokee Warrior, just this past weekend. I wasn't able to be a part of that show, but just from the initial reports and everything, they had a really good turnout for that event. You know, Wes is no slouch. I mean, Wes is one of the top boxers, and so for him to hook up with Ty Pilgrim and those folks over there in that Muskogee area, you know, that's some good things. And that's where we actually first met, was doing some events in Muskogee.
Right. Yeah, Ty Pilgrim and Billy Clark, I mean, if they're involved in it, you know it's going to be on the up and up. They always put together good cards, not mismatched.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Right. So, I don't have the fight card here in front of me. Kind of run down some of the other fights that are going to be on this card and kind of hit on some of the ones that we're looking forward to.
Okay, so my pros are that Kevin Rayford and Matt Dixon, the ones that we already mentioned, that's the main event. Our co-main is going to be Austin Conrad and Daniel Owens. Daniel Owens is from Texas, and he's 0-1, but he's a tough kid. And Austin Conrad is from Oklahoma City, and he's making his pro debut, and
awesome.
He's got some hands. I'm pretty excited to watch it. We also have Jared Walden, who's making his pro debut against Christian Carnahan. And, you know, the Carnahan brothers are pretty tough. They're tough guys. We also have Colton Hamm, who's the last fight on the AMI side. Colton is from Hot Springs, Arkansas. He's a Muay Thai fighter, and he's exciting to watch. I mean, he always engages the crowd.
So
we've got some heavyweight.
Right, that's what I was going to ask you. You mentioned the pro fights. What are some of the amateur fights that we're looking forward to seeing?
So I've got Derek Alexander versus Joe Young, and they're heavyweights. They're the big guys. Derek Alexander is from Muskogee, and Joe Young is from Oklahoma City. He's actually one of my friends. He's been trying to get into MMA for a couple of years, and he's finally going to take the plunge. So I'm super stoked.
And you love it when you see stuff like that, because, you know, you have friends and family that know that you're involved in the sport, but then – you know, next thing you know, you turn around and they are taking that step. That's got to add a little bit of excitement to it.
It's exciting, and I love what I do. And I got a message the other day. This kid said that I was helping him fulfill his dreams. And, you know, all the stress from putting a fight card together, all the stress is lifted when you hear something like that, that you're actually helping someone achieve their dreams. I mean, that's what I live for.
Right. Well, time, you know, once again, I'm looking forward to being back over there, being over there with you. It's On Point MMA. We're going to have the lights. We're going to have the sound system, fog machines, you name it. We're going to have it there. And, you know, we're going to send a message to Atoka, Oklahoma.
Hey, Greg, I have no doubt you're going to bring the boom. We're excited to have you. Can't wait to see you.
Well, I'm excited. You know, like I say, I'm gonna be bright. I'm gonna get there. Should be rolling into Atoka about noon. So we're gonna be good to go. And then, like I say, once once it's showtime, I mean, it's pardon the expression, it's going to be balls to the wall come showtime.
All right, well, we'll roll out the red carpet.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Hey, you know, you got an open phone line anytime. You got something going on, you are more than welcome to call in, and we'll get it out there on the Greg Squirrel Show. And, you know, our show is archived, so people can go back days from now and listen to the replay of the show. So we got good things going on here. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Give a big round of applause. Got time. Thank you for calling in. And once again, we look forward to being over in Atoka, Oklahoma with On Point MMA. It is going to be a big time. All right. Like I say, Friday night, Memphis, Tennessee, Paul Ravain and the crew with Attitude MMA at the Electric Cowboy in Memphis, Tennessee. This is another one of those promotions. They've been around a little while already, but they're really starting to hit their stride. And so I'm excited to be announcing their show in Memphis, Tennessee, Friday the 22nd. And then, like I say, I get up bright and early Saturday morning, make that drive to Atoka, Oklahoma, for On Point MMA. All right. That was fun. I enjoy talking to her. She is a wonderful girl. She's beautiful. I mean, what more can I say about time that, you know, you can look at a picture of her and tell, you know, hey, it is what it is. All right. Phone lines are open. 914-205-5448. We're hitting about the halfway point on the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's see here. Where is my boy, Clint Davis? That's who I'm looking for. I'm going to put a little thing on Facebook. Clint Davis, where are you? Another one I'm surprised I haven't heard from yet is Granny Hulkster. If you all remember the old Greg Squirrel Show from a couple of years ago, we had Granny Hulkster, great big, one of my pro wrestling buddies. And she was a regular, hoping that it's not too late and we can start getting Granny Hulkster be a regular on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. I don't know if they are protesting or vetoing or what, but I still cannot find a score to the Boise State game. I am just shocked out of my fruit of the looms that I cannot get a hold of the Boise State game. I am flabbergasted. I know how to look it up. We're going to look it up this way. Scores and schedules. Top 25. Let's see. Let's see. Still not finding it. I'm starting to get a little worried about this, boys and girls. 914-205-5448. The phone lines are open, so get on in here and let's talk sports. Let me scroll down here. Maybe it's down here. No. New Mexico State. I'm not finding it. Hey, that'll be a good reason for somebody to call in because I am not finding the score. I know they're. Oh, here it is. It is a final. That's why I couldn't find it. Boise State 28, New Mexico Lobos 14. We're playing New Mexico State. My bad. The New Mexico State Aggies. So that's why I couldn't find the football score, because the game's over, you idiot. All right. Let's run down a list of people that are kind of bouncing in and out of the show, listening on their favorite communication devices. We got Gretchen, Lisa, Jonna, Laura, Brian, Bernice, Sam, Tammy, Ashley, and Clover listening in tonight, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. So, got that settled out. Now, let's go back and find, see if we got a final. It was NFL, and it being Thursday meant it was Color Rush night. And with 57 seconds left in the ball game, it's the Houston Texans 13, Cincinnati Bengals 9. There you go. Let's jump over here. Here is the college football schedule for this week. And your action looks a little bit like this. Illinois against South Florida. They are going to be playing Friday night. And then we move on to Saturday. Oklahoma State, Pittsburgh Panthers, Air Force against Michigan, UCLA and Memphis, SMU against TCU, Tennessee against Florida, Wisconsin against BYU, Virginia Tech against East Carolina, Mercer against Auburn, Army against Ohio State, Oregon State against Washington State, Tulane and Oklahoma, Colorado State against Alabama, LSU against Mississippi State, Georgia State Panthers against the Penn State Nittany Lions, Samford Bulldogs against Georgia Bulldogs, Kansas State will take on Vanderbilt, Clemson and Louisville. That is a game I'm looking forward to just because I can't stand Bobby Petrino. Texas Longhorns taking on USC, Fresno State against Washington, and Stanford against San Diego State Aztecs. All right, let's see here. Going back here into the studio. Once again, got my switchboard back up here. The phone lines are open so far. Nobody else calling in. 914-205-5448. Once again, the phone number, 914-205-5448 is the phone line. If you want to call in, that is brought to you by the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road. Yes, my friend Robert Mann, Stadium, for all you Razorback fans that want to find that unique item that you won't find in any other Razorback shops, then you need to come check out the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road, right next to the DMV here in Fayetteville. And they got a neat thing going, and I'll go ahead and mention this to you. All the home games, they have what's called the Sueyville Tailgate Club. And the first home game against TCU, unfortunately Arkansas lost, but still had a good time. Had a DJ playing music. We had barbecue. We had soft drinks. We had trivia questions. So we had all kind of stuff going on. So catch us for the New Mexico State game is going to be the next time the Sueyville Tailgate Club will be up and running. Where's my button? There it is. Come on. Phone lines are open. 660 area code. Who would he got on the line tonight?
This is Richard Mode. How you doing, Squirrel?
Richard, the warrior. What's going on, my brother?
Not much. Closing up work here. Get ready to go home here soon. I've seen that you had a talk show. I thought, hey, I'm going to call that guy.
Well, you know, I had this show going a couple of years ago, and just like everything else, life kind of got in the way a little bit. So I took a little sabbatical, But I had just enough people asking me if I was going to get the show back going again, and I decided, why not? You know, so we are back on the air, and we're talking sports. That's what we do. MMA, football, basketball, baseball, you name it, we're going to talk about it. You scared the daylights out of me earlier, young man.
I got a lot of people off that post.
Richard. Oh, I saw that, and I'm like, no, Richard, what did you do? And then, this is a joke. If you read the whole thing, I'm like, you turd. You turd.
I did.
Music next show.
Yeah, I got a lot of people with that one.
I'm making you come out to the Barney song because of that, young man.
I don't know, brother. I actually got one 23rd in St. Louis, coming off of another title win. So I'm looking to build off that for the next one and move forward.
Awesome. So you mentioned the St. Louis show. What promotion is it, and who are you going to be fighting?
Really, at the moment, the guy that had me scheduled to fight, his coach don't want him to fight me. So they got to find somebody else.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah, so I'm I'll get in there with whoever they put in there with me and just go do what I do.
So when are you going to be making your return to Springfield?
Well, that really depends. I've got several offers to cut for different shows, but nobody's really gave me nothing that's concrete for next month, so we'll just see what happens, I guess.
Right. Well, I always enjoy hanging out with you. You and me have built up a really good friendship, and we were able to rib each other real good, and I enjoy that.
Yes, sir. That's all I'm doing, just staying busy, staying active. I've actually got one booked for next year already in January. So I'm literally got, I'm sure I'll get something in December too. So,
right. Let's jump back on that, because that's got to be frustrating. Because, like Eric Stevens, Adrenaline Fight League, he's got a really good little female fighter named Lissandra. I can't remember Lissandra's last name.
Lissandra Franklin.
But I know Lissandra Franklin, and he's had that problem with her the last couple of shows he's done, is being able to find an opponent to step in the cage against her. And I know this isn't the first time this has happened to you, finding an opponent who to step in the cage with you. That's got to be frustrating.
The thing of it is, hats off to Tully Holmes. He's the last one that took a fight down there. They said, well, the only he was saying 170 looking for a fight. And they said, the only person we got looking for a fight is Richard Mode. And he said, I'll take it. So, I give huge props to that guy. He didn't have to take the fight, and he did, you know.
Right. But let's look at the other side of that coin. How frustrating when you do have a fight booked, and you're getting ready, you're doing your training and everything, and then you come up, the week before the show, in some situations the weekend of the show, and your opponent backs out. Now, take us into your mindset when something like that happens.
It is frustrating, but usually what I do is I'm like, the promoter, or if they can tell me just straight up, look, we can't find you nobody, don't bother coming, I just get back on the grind and I look for the next one. I take that and I just keep building on to the next one. But most of the time, a lot of the promoters are like, man, just show up. We'll get you something. We'll get you, you know, and so I'll show up, and if it's just a grappling match, then it's just a grappling match. But I get to compete, and I showcase my skills and the sport I love to do.
Right. Well, I definitely enjoy watching you fight, man. There is no lie about that. Because you just bring a tenacity to it. I mean, that's what I love watching back you. I've announced some of your fights now, and man, when I introduce your name, you just get this totally different. I don't know if you're aware of it, but like when I'm doing the ring introduction, I've noticed when I do you once I mention your name and your stats and everything, you just get this totally different look on your face, like somebody just kidnapped your pet dog and you're ready to kick somebody's butt. You know, I've noticed that about you, and I don't know if you've ever been aware of that.
I kind of
do
feel more different mentally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm a different person for those 12 minutes I'm in the cage or whatever it is. I go somewhere else mentally, and I just realize that. I also realize in there that they're in there to whoop me, and I got to try and whoop them first, you know? So,
right.
It is what it is.
Well, Richard, you know, as always, my friend, it's great to hear from you, and I look forward to seeing you back in the cage some, maybe October, maybe November. I know those Eric Stevens' next two shows with Adrenaline Fight League. He's looking at Cassville, Missouri in October, and then back in Springfield, Missouri in November. And that will probably be all of his shows for 2017. But then, hey, 2018 is just around the corner, and all right, like you mentioned, you're already starting to book fights going into 2018. Does that kind of make you feel good? Because I know that makes me feel good as a ring announcer. It just tickles my funny bone to no end when I get a call from a fight promoter, and they say, hey, Greg, we got six shows in 2018 that we want you to come announce for us. And so as a fighter, that has to make you feel good knowing that people are already looking at you for their shows that far out.
It is. It's kind of nice to be. I mean, early in my career, I had to go out and look for fights, you know. I had to.
Right.
And so it is kind of nice to have them say, you know, or when somebody makes a Facebook post and like, who would you like on the show, and you get mentioned, that's kind of nice to know that people want to see you fight. So,
exactly. Well, all right, Richard. Well, I know you're trying to get shut down at work there, so I appreciate you calling in as always. You know, just like I tell everybody, anytime my show is on the air on Sunday nights or Thursday nights, you know, if you got something come up you want to let the people know about, you are more than welcome to call in, and we will promote what you have going on.
All right. Sounds good to me. And November, I know I got a hometown card. Anybody wants to reach out to me, just reach out to me, and I can give them a schedule when I'm fighting. I heard you talking about your hogs, so I just got to take a little jab at you here before I got jump off the air with you. But go Tigers.
Hey, nothing wrong with Missouri. They're all right.
I'll talk to you later, Gregory.
All right, Richard, good to talk to you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Mode. Richard Warrior Mode right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. He is one awesome dude. Me and Richard, one of those relationships that just kind of culminated or festered, you know, because I try to keep track of a lot of the local fighters in this area, and Richard was definitely one of those guys. And then just so happens, Eric Stevens brought him in to the Adrenaline Fight League, and I was all excited because watching the videos on Facebook and on YouTube, wherever I could find, Richard Mode always jumped out at me, and it took about 3 to 4 fights watching him fight, and I decided this is one cat I want to meet up with. And sure enough, me and Richard, we met, we become good friends, you know, and like I say, we get to pick on each other, and when we get at the fights and everything, so definitely one cut dude. Look him up, like Richard said, look him up on Facebook, or Richard Mode, M-O-A-D, is how you spell his last name, and you definitely want to see Richard fight. That's really all I can say about that. This show is turning into an instant classic. I can tell that right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 17 minutes left on the Greg Squirrel Show. 914-205-5448 is the phone number. Once again, 914-205-5448. Dallas Cowboys. Let's jump over, talk a little football real quick. NFL, Dallas Cowboys got a big matchup, and I know I'll probably hear from my Bronco lovers, because Dallas got Denver this weekend, and Zeke is going to run loose on the Broncos. Dak Prescott, Dak's going to do what Dak does, and Zeke. What can I say? Zeke's going to run wild. Dak Prescott's going to do what he does. Darren McFadden, my boy Dez Bryant, Cole Beasley, Jason Witten. I mean, Dallas got themselves Dallas got potential to go a long way this year. Still not sure what's going to happen with Ezekiel and all of his illegal issues, but I'm not that worried about it. I mean, I think Dallas, as long as they can keep a good line to protect the guys, I think Dallas, even without Zeke, has the horses to go anywhere they want to go. So there you go. While I'm thinking about it, want to give a big shout out. Everybody down in Texas still getting over the hurricane down there, and then Hurricane Harvey, and then you got the folks out in Florida with Hurricane Irma. You know, they got a big mess down there, especially down in the islands, down in the Caribbean. I was watching some footage of that in the news earlier. And they definitely got a big mess going on down there. So, you know, definitely want to give a shout out to the people. And just let you know, everybody's praying for you guys. Get the islands back on their feet. So, I mean, the tourists can get down there, spend some money down there, and help those islands recover. Just a nasty thing. Whatever happened to Jose? That's the one, you know, did he just totally fizzle out? Because he was right behind Irma, and nobody's even mentioning the Jose now. So, want to give a big shout out to Vern Earwood.
thoughts and prayers to him. Lost an important loved one in his life. So thoughts and prayers, Vern, from the Greg Squirrel Show. And I mean, I know your pain, my brother. I know your pain. So hey, we're right there with you from the Greg Squirrel Show. So let's see here. Let's see here. Kind of checking out who else is bouncing around out there. Once again, we still got about 13 minutes left on the show. 914-205-5448. Phone lines are up, still open. Let's see here. I get too quiet when I'm trying to type something, especially when I type my name wrong. All right, there we go. Trying to get these posts on Facebook so we can get some more people calling in. Got about 13 minutes. Feels good to be back on an hour. I mean, I try to cram so much. I got Travis Lehman with On Point. He said Travis Lehman with one of the other promoters with On Point MMA. He said, "Throw me a bone, brother. Plug my event. You're announcing the 23rd. Kevin Rayford against Matt Dixon. Christian Canahan against Jared Walden. And Austin Conrad against Daniel Owens." And that's just the pro side of the card. I mean, amateur fights going on that show. So, you know, it's going to be good. I'm excited about working with this promotion. So we're going to see what they bring. See what they bring to the table. I think, and you know, like Time said, you know, to be a first time show and just seeing the number of sponsors they have on board for this first time of, man, it's amazing. Because, you know, like I mentioned, you know, sometimes it takes two or three events for people to really jump on and say, hey, you know, this is a happening here. But like I say, so they got that going on. Got some great sounding fights from everything I'm reading. So once again, that's at September 23rd, next Saturday, Atoka, Oklahoma. So going to be a big part of that big event. 914-205-5448. Razorback football, the Hogs are off this weekend after they got their little after they're getting their butt spanked by TCU. Arkansas going to have a weekend off, try to get their horses back together. And, you know, I think Arkansas could turn it around. Excuse me. I think Arkansas could turn it around. You know, not too worried yet after two games. Now, if we go two more games and we're still losing, then I'm going to get concerned. But, I mean, everybody's jumping. We're going to jump. Uh-oh, we got a phone call. We got a 479 area code calling in on the Greg Squirrel Show. Who we got? Talk to me.
Well, hello, Gregory.
Granny Hulkster! Oh, my God!
Yes.
We were just talking about you earlier.
Were you now? I hope it was all good.
Oh, it's always all good when it comes to Granny Hulkster. Because, you know, I was kind of giving people the background how we were doing the Greg Squirrel Show, you know, in the past. And you were one of my regular call-ins to talk about pro wrestling and stuff. And So it's great to get you back in on the new show. So you know, the Greg Squirrel Show is back on the air two nights, Sunday nights and Thursday nights at 10 o'clock, going for that hour. So what's going on in your evil brain pan?
Well, you know, I got a big wrestling show that I'm going to in Hot Springs on Saturday.
That's right. Tim Storm defending the NWA World Championship against the legendary Jerry the King Lawler.
Yep. CWA presents Abby Mania.
Now, you probably know a lot about this event because you are the wrestling guru of Arkansas. So, kind of give us a lowdown on what's going on, because I've been hearing about this Abby Mania. So, kind of fill us in on what you know.
Well, from what I understand, this is the third show that CWA Russell Reyes has done. The first two they did in January, and then one in April at the Maumelle Event Center. So this is the third one they've done. From what I understand, Abby is a 10-year-old girl. She's got some sort of rare disease that deals with her immunity system, I know Matt and Lily and her mother, Michelle, was on a radio talk show down, I believe, in Hot Springs yesterday or the day before, talking about Abby Mania. I do know that all the VIP tickets are sold out. The only tickets they have left are general admission tickets. And I believe you can call the box office or go by the box office. They're going to be $12. All the other VIP seats are sold out. Apparently, from what I'm understanding, this is going to be a sellout event.
Right.
It's going to be at the Hot Springs Convention Center. Bell time
Beautiful
is
venue.
At 7 o'clock. Yeah, bell time is at 7 o'clock. I know that the Platinum VIP people, that includes me, my husband and my son, and my friend Brian and his kids that we're going with Saturday, along with the other Platinum VIP holders. They get in at 5:30 for the meet and greet. Gold VIP holders get to go in at 5:45, and then the Silver VIP holders get to go in at 6 o'clock. And I believe general admission, they're going to let general admission people in about 6:15 or so. So general admission people will probably get to meet some of the wrestlers.
Right.
I know that Chavo Guerrero Jr. is going to be wrestling at that show as well. From what I understand, he is going to be facing Barrett Brown, who I believe now is the NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion, if I'm not mistaken. Americos is going to be facing Matt Rivera. The OMGs are going to be facing against Genetic Perfection. I'm not sure about the other lineup. I know they've really been pushing this show for quite some time.
Right. So let's make some predictions. I am torn on this match because I haven't got to meet Tim, but I've, you know, the last, say, 5 years now, I've really kept a close eye on his career. And, of course, everybody knows Jerry the King Lawler. If you don't know who Jerry the King Lawler is, you're not a true wrestling fan. So,
well, actually, my first TCW show in Fort Smith, Arkansas, back in 2011, at the Fort Smith Event Center down there in Fort Smith, before they started doing their shows at the Convention Center in Fort Smith, we got to meet Jerry Lawler in 2011
right.
at our first TCW show. So I have met Jerry Lawler. Very nice guy. Very nice guy.
That was going to be my question, because you see some of these wrestlers on TV and they kind of come off arrogant and cocky and everything, but then once you get a chance to meet them in person, you know, you kind of walk away with a little bit different viewpoint about him.
He was very nice to me and David and Anthony. I mean, he was very nice to us. I mean, you know, this is going to be a tough match because I believe this is the only championship belt, from what I heard in the video that Jerry Lawler did talking about this. This is the NWA championship, I believe, is the only championship, one of the only championships that he has not ever held.
Right. He's. I don't think NWA or WWE or WWF he's ever held any of those titles.
So that's going to be a very interesting match.
I know he was the AWA World Champion, and then he won the Super Clash against Kerry Von Erich to win the WCCW out of Texas, their world title. But as far as what would be considered, you know, the big one, like NWA, or even the old WCW World Championship Wrestling, and of course now WWE and WF, he's never held those titles. He's held a lot of regional promotion heavyweight titles, but but outside of AWA, he just for some reason hasn't been able to get a hold of that belt. And that's why I'm torn on this match, because, like I say, I like Tim. I have great respect for Tim Storm. But it's Jerry Lawler, man. Who doesn't want Jerry Lawler to win? So, as the old
saying goes,
it's
going to be very interesting.
This is definitely one of those matches that I'm not putting money on, because I can go either way on this fight, or on this match. So I wish I could be there. I mean, I know that would be a blast, and especially get to hang out with my sweetheart, Granny Hulkster, and David and Anthony, the old fart crew, as I call us.
Oh yes. Well, I tell you, it's kind of funny because we're actually driving to Greenwood, Arkansas, and hooking up with my friend Brian Scott and his kids, and he's actually going to drive to Hot Springs from his house, so that's going to be less time me having to drive back. That way I'm not having to drive back 3.5 hours in the same night and not have to spend the night, and you know, I can come back the same night. So I'm really grateful for Brian and his kids for that, and this is going to be the first time we've ever been on a road trip together, you know, so this is going to be a lot of fun. It's just going to be a fun time for us, you know, as wrestling fans,
right,
to be able to be there, you know, together and watch a show together, because him and his son have been at both CWA shows. This is the first time his daughter's going to be going with us, so we're very excited about that. I do know, however, that, and you know, as much grief as I have given this man over the years, I mean, God love Greg Anthony. I do love him, and I do respect him. You know, he is going to be there helping out. He's not going to be wrestling, obviously, but he is going to be there in attendance, from what I understand. So it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice to see him there too.
Yeah. Well, Granny Hulkster, I hate to cut you short, but
that's okay.
You know, I appreciate you calling in, and we're getting ready to kick off the air, but we're going to be right back here Sunday night, so if it's not past your bedtime or anything, why don't you call back Sunday night and give us
a report on how the show went.
I sure will. Good talk to
okay.
you, my friend.
All right, Granny Hulkster, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. According to the fake Rolex on my wrist, it says it's time to go to bed because us, you know, us 40-plus types, we got to get all the sleep we can get these days. So anyway, hey, we are going. Let's get some beautiful bean footage here. There we go. So hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you. The time. Dunkin Lee and Richard Mode, and of course we got Granny Hulkster here. Once again, join us every Thursday night 10 o'clock, every Sunday night 10 o'clock, for a full hour right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until Sunday night, Granny Hulkster, you know you're going to be back with us Sunday night now.
Oh yes.
All right, I might even try to track down Clint Davis if we can. Oh,
that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you Thursday night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, see ya.